Some of you may know that Kathy and I recently went to out west on a vacation to the Olympic Peninsula in the Pacific Northwest. We had read beforehand that that area was one of the best areas in the country to view bald eagles. And we were excited at the prospect of seeing these magnificent birds, and we weren't disappointed. We saw eagles on six different occasions, including one that flew right over us, dived down to the surface of the water, and came up with a fish in its talons. And you can see on that very eagle on the cover of our bulletin, I managed to get a quick shot of it. Not the most in focus shot, but I got a quick shot of it as it circled back over the shore with its prize. And of course, being who I am, I was immediately reminded of the passage from Isaiah that we read this morning. Even youths will grow tired and weary, and young men will stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. They will soar on the wings of eagles. And somehow that just seemed to be very fitting, watching the eagles out west. But the other part of that passage applied to us as well. Not so much they will run and not grow weary, but they will walk and not be faint. Kathy and I like to do hiking, and that's what we did out there. In addition to eagle watching, we went hiking. We put in many miles in the woods there and along the mountain ridges of Olympic National Park. And we consider ourselves dedicated hikers, but we are pikers compared to a woman that I read about recently. Her name is Margaret Stevenson. She lives in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, where apparently she's a legend because of her hiking. She hikes 10 to 15 miles a day and has been for decades, and now she is in her 90s and still hikes. People love to hike with Margaret because she knows every turn of every trail in those mountains, and she can tell you about every tree and plant and animal along the way. The man who wrote the article I read said that he joined Margaret on a hike up Mount LeConte. It was her 500th time up that particular mountain. While they were hiking up that mountain together, they came upon what Margaret described as the most unrelenting 2-mile ridge in the whole area, 2 miles up a steep grade with no break. They had already hiked 6 miles, and it was a very hot, humid day. The writer of the article decided to show off a little bit, being that he was decades younger than Margaret. And he took off at a quick pace, telling Margaret, "See you later." And he got way ahead of his older hiking partner. However, before he reached the top of the mountain, his stamina gave out, and he found himself lying on his back, catching his breath. As he lay there, he watched helplessly as Margaret passed by at her steady pace. You could even hear the click-click of her cane as she approached. And she said to him, with no pity in her voice, "One more mile to go, Charles. I'll see you at the top." And so she did, making the entire hike without one stop. Caused me to rethink again that passage, "Even youths will grow weary and tired, and young men will stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." These words were originally spoken by the prophet Isaiah. And when he spoke these words, he was speaking to the people of Israel. The people of Israel had been conquered by the nation of Babylon, and a large segment of the population had been taken to Babylon as captive slaves, and they were to live there in that foreign land for generations. uprooted from their homeland, they were also uprooted from all their religious underpinnings. And thus they were uprooted from their faith as well. The God they had depended upon, they seemingly had left behind in Israel. And they had nothing to hold on to. And they were quite literally a people without hope. And it was to these people that the prophet spoke. And he did this through the prophet Isaiah. That God spoke to the prophet Isaiah to give them hope. And he did this by connecting them to what they already knew. The prophet begins with a declaration which they knew to be true, but yet they seem to have forgotten. And so he begins, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" Of course you have. "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." The prophet is staking a claim about God that these people knew. But as I said, they left behind in Israel, and Isaiah brings it back to them. And then he reminds them that this God who watches over them is a powerful God. One who can make a difference in the world. One who can make a difference in their own lives. And he does this by reminding him that, in the prophet's words, he gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. You who are powerless as slaves in this land, this is the one, you are the ones God reaches out to. And then to illustrate these words, he utters these words, "Even youths will grow tired and weary, and the young men will stumble and fall, but those who hope on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Here was something that the discouraged Israelites could hold on to. The reassurance that God, the God they once knew, the God they once worshiped, the God who has done wonderful things in their very past, is still the God who is present with them, is still the God who will uphold them, even in these dark times, even in this foreign land. I was at a clergy retreat a while back. One of the pastors was sharing his faith story. He said that he went to church as a kid and a teenager, but that it didn't really sink in until the wife of the pastor of his church died. He said he was a young teenager at the time. He didn't attend the funeral, but he was in church the first Sunday the pastor came back to the pulpit. And the pastor said, these words. He said, "I will not faint. I will not grow weary. I will not fall back or give up. I will not lose hope because God is with me and I with God. I will soar on wings like an eagle." This clergy colleague of mine said that he doesn't remember a single sermon, even though he went to church almost every day as a kid, but he remembers this one, the only one that he remembers. "I will not lose hope because God is with me and I with God, and I will soar on the wings like an eagle." My clergy colleague said if this man who had lost so much could claim his faith in God, then he could as well. And he said that's probably the moment that God began to work in him to become a pastor. And this is exactly what Isaiah wanted for the Israelites. He wanted them to remember that God had led them through their dark times before, times like the Exodus, where their ancestors had to flee through the waters in the middle of the night to escape the Egyptian army. This same God was still with them, still powerful, and still able to act on their behalf. I would guess that we've all been there, haven't we? We look at the suffering around us and we wonder why. We look at the suffering in our own lives and we question God's presence. A family member gets cancer. A friend loses his job. The evening news reports of another murder. A parent slowly drifts into dementia. We see this around us and we wonder if there is a God, if there is one, where has that God gone? We literally walk in a spiritual darkness and we feel that there is no way out or up. And we lose all hope, all because we have simply forgotten. And Isaiah's words serve as a reminder of how the God who really does reign over all the world is the same God, the shepherd God who gently claims us, gathers us in, and carries us through those dark times in our life. Have you not known this? Have you not heard this before? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Remember. Isaiah is trying to cure Israel's amnesia. Isaiah is trying to cure our amnesia by reminding us that God has not forgotten us, so why do we keep forgetting God? I think back to Margaret Stevenson again, and her steady pace through her hikes was also the steady pace she kept in life. And while there be ups and downs, it was that steady pace of faith in God, that allowed her to sustain her even in the worst of times. For you see, Margaret Stevenson was also a devout Christian, and not long after that hike that Charles took with her, Margaret's husband died after a long battle with cancer. And Margaret's attitude in life was the same as on the trail. And in those last few hours she spent with her husband, she were spent not in sadness or regret, but in joy and celebration because of her daily walk with God. For when Margaret says to those she hikes with, "See you at the top," she means it. Turns out she says that to her friends in faith as well. "See you at the top." She said these words to her husband in his dying hours, for she believed the truth that lay behind them. Her face is fixed on Christ and her step is steady and sure. And she knows the meanings of Isaiah's words. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And it might be a good reminder to us as well that we reassure each other and remind each other that we'll see you at the top.